Immediately upon reading this beautiful gospel this morning, my mind went immediately to The Chosen. I just started re-watching it, I think, in my third or fourth time through, in that extremely powerful first episode where we encounter Nicodemus, and Jesus has this powerful experience with Mary Magdalene. But it's when Nicodemus is talking to the other Pharisees, and he was the teacher of teacher. Now, spoiler alert, we know how things turn out for Nicodemus. He gets on board eventually by the end, but he had his own internal struggle, plays out beautifully during the Chosen series. But he's teaching the others, and this was very much a sentiment of the time that's captured in this gospel, where he said, unless we become righteous, the Messiah will not come. So there was this idea that was very prevalent in Judaism at the time, especially amongst the Pharisees, that we got to get things figured out, and then the Messiah will come and restore all of Israel, and all will be great. When on the contrary, Jesus says, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. It was the exact opposite of what the Pharisees had in mind at that time, which is why Jesus had such a difficult time with them. Their thinking was 180 degrees inverted, that we got to get things right, and then we can have a relationship with the Messiah, and then everything will be great, as if it was dependent upon us. Captured masterfully in The Chosen through the voice of Nicodemus talking to the others. And that's what Jesus encountered. They had such a hard time with him sitting down with sinners. Our minds, probably those of us familiar with The Chosen, go to dear Matthew, who's as quirky as could be. It's so beautiful that Jesus called him. Here he was, an outcast, and he starts there. And to teach us that lesson that, no, it's you don't have to get things right, and then I'll come. And then you can have this wonderful relationship with me once you figure it out. It's the opposite. He said, you don't have to figure it out. Where is your sin? Where is your weakness? Where is your need? I want to be right there. So where you're not righteous, where you're not strong, Jesus says, that's where I want to be. The complete opposite. We fall victim to this, folks, unfortunately. I got to get things right, and then I'll be good with Jesus. Until I get this thing figured out, then we're kind of at odds with each other. Absolute opposite of what the reality of what Jesus brought is. No, where aren't you right? Where are you weak? Where are you failing? Where are you needy? I want to be right there. I want to meet you in that. Well, no, that's not the beautiful part of me. I want you to see the nice side. He says, no, I didn't come for that. I didn't come for where you're beautiful and good. I came for where you're ugly and weak. And he just says, just please invite me in. You dine at your table with the sinners where you need me. Invite me there, please. It's Jesus' deepest desire. Remember our favorite Greek word here at the cathedral, spanknitsomai? Where he's moved at the depths of his being is where we are like sheep without a shepherd, where we are hurting, where we are lost, where we are needy. That's what moves his heart. Not where we're strong. He knows that. He did that already. That's him. He says, well, where you need me, that's where I want to be. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. He dines at the table of sinners. They couldn't handle it. Couldn't stand it. Didn't fit into their world. It's got to fit into ours. That's where Jesus wants to be today. In that place in us, so that we can then go out into that place for others. Because we don't understand this reality, we're not going to be missionary disciples. We're going to be scared of what's ugly and sinful out there. If we're scared of what's ugly and sinful here, but if Jesus can get to that space here, guess what? Then we can get to that space out there, and he needs us to be out there. Doing that same thing that he did.